Hey, welcome back to the next episode of Less is More. And today is something very, very close to my heart and something I really want to share with you. And that is recycling and recycled plastic in particular. Less is more when you open the door to your own life. And you push aside everything that holds you back. So welcome back. It's Monday again and time for another podcast in the Less is More series. My name is Pierre and thank you for the pleasure of your company today. You could be anywhere else, but you're with us. Thank you. And today I want to speak about plastic and plastic recycling. And recently I've been on quite a media, or shall I say a YouTube discovery. I recently found out a project called Precious Plastic that came out of the Netherlands. And a guy by the name of Dave Huckins, he is really cool. I dig this dude. And he came up with a really, really cool concept of getting people together, collecting dodgy plastic, building machines, and making recycled stuff out of, well, plastic, waste plastic. And it just seems like such a great idea to me. And it really just bit me. And I think, well, I need to do something. And I can make a difference as well. So Dave Huckins has created a community called One Army, which sounds quite militant, but it's not. It's just so cool. I just love the way this guy Dave, if you ever do get to listen to this this podcast, I salute you, my friend. It's brilliant, and it's such a great initiative. Now, so Dave is a graduate of a design academy or university, I do believe, in the Netherlands, in one of the cities in the Netherlands. And he is phenomenally passionate. He's got a group of people with him as well. It's very much a community-based project where people pitch together, guys go out to the Netherlands to go and actually work with him, go and work in the workspaces. And they've created a number of workspaces around the world. And it's particularly in countries that are less affluent. So countries that don't have, the luxury of being able to just go and buy where and when whatever they want. And this concept of recycling, I think, is amazing. And it really resonates so well with me because I consider myself a minimalist and I just want to use it to make a difference. And my wife thinks I'm dilly, but that's cool. She can. She's the boss. But I'm feeling passionate about trying to make a difference. And I mean, we live in Durban in South Africa. And it's on the east coast of South Africa. And I've got to say, it's quite a dirty city. And I really think that there are people that are unemployed. In fact, just some statistics in South Africa, we're looking at around a 37% unemployment rate in this country. And I really think by trying to harness this and get people to work together, potentially as a community project, these people can actually become employed. And I really would like to put the challenge out there and actually make a job creation out of this entire process. Now, I've got plans going around in my head, and like I said, my wife thinks I'm daft, but I would like to put together a shredder. Now, the amazing thing is all of these projects are on open source, and pretty much it's a cut and paste. So they have different versions, right from version 1 through to 3 that's current at the moment. And coming soon is their version 4, which is amazing. The concept is really incredible. How the business model works is there are essentially 3 or 4 different machines. So the first would be the shredder. And the idea is obviously to shred plastics of the same type together. And you can create all sorts of wonderful colors. And anyway, I digress. But you can take those, you can separate those. The idea is obviously to work with clean plastic. So the plastic needs to be washed, it needs to be clean. So from there you create these little pellets, these little shreds of plastic, which then you can put into an extruder, you could then put into some sort of smelter. And a lot of people ask the question, oh, isn't plastic dangerous to work with in terms of fumes? Well, no, because you're not burning the plastic. The idea is to keep the plastic at a working temperature that, you know, is less than 200 degrees. I think most plastic, including PET and polypropylene, I think has a melting temperature of around 180 degrees centigrade. Now, for those of you in America, I'm not sure, but Google is your friend. And this is just such a great way. And these guys are making items, and they're actually, they're supporting themselves, they're funding themselves. And I just think it's just such an amazing, amazing thing to do. And I think for a country like South Africa with such a high unemployment rate, potentially this is a very good idea to put it all together and to actually create employment, and in that way to create some wealth in the country. So that's my little teaser on this whole precious plastic world. And if you want to find out more for yourself, you can go to preciousplastic.com, and you can actually go and sign up there and show that you care. Go and be a voice and go and join the forums, and hopefully this is something that potentially could be a business for me. And my idea is, we've also got a lot of homelessness in this country, and I'm thinking, imagine making beams that people can construct pretty much like they would. I mean, a lot of people in this country live in shacks, and the wood is, oh man, it's horrid. And these wooden iron type of dwellings that people are living in, I really think, imagine if we could build a house like a lot of people overseas in the States and that do, out of wood, but instead we can build it out of recycled plastic. There's something to think of, and hopefully that stirs some creative juices in your mind. And maybe you've got some ideas on that as well. I'd love you to send me a voice message and let me know. Or, you know, I don't know. It'd be really great to hear from you. So that's it for today, Monday. And just let you know the date. I don't even know the date. It is, let me beep my watch there. It is the 12th of August, 2019. And that's the Less Is More podcast for this week. I'm out of here. Have a really cool day. Bye.